Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Corey Pollard is back at quarterback now. In the end zone, gets it away, deep down the middle.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another episode of Something's Brewing. How's everybody doing? Producer Dan, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, my friend.
So, Friday morning.
True.
Not sure, what is it, April 12th? It's our first Friday morning show, at least in a while. I wouldn't quite call this episode a filler episode because I did a decent amount of research considering it's the 21st episode. Mm. I don't know, it's like the number 21. Lots of things to talk about from a 21 standpoint.
Yeah, 21's a good number.
It feels good.
Yeah.
Don't forget to send an email to Corey@somethingsbrewing.com with anything. And reminder, this episode is brought to you by Organized Chaos Clothing Company, a lifestyle brand for our way of life. So, first off, my favorite number 21 of all time, Mr. Deion Sanders. You know him. You've seen him, right?
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
Arguably, one of the best, if not the best, two-sport athlete, professional athlete.
Oh, that ever. Guy.
Yeah.
I know Deion Sanders. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Prime time.
Everybody knows him.
Okay.
Number 21.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So, awesome baseball player, Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame football player, inducted in the Hall of Fame in 2011, two-time Super Bowl champ with the 49ers and Cowboys, eight-time Pro Bowler, eight-time first-teamer, NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 1994, won the best defensive back in college in 1988, fifth overall pick in 1989 by the Falcons, ran a 4.27 40-yard dash, very, very fast.
God.
And like I just said, the bottom line is this guy was prime time. If you haven't watched the 30 for 30 on Deion Sanders, highly recommend it. There's a great story about he had like a 72-hour period where he performed in the World Series, an NFL game, and a World Series again.
No way.
Yeah,
seriously.
Was, yeah,
I got to check that out.
He's a legit athlete.
Amazing.
And still a talking head. And I don't dislike his takes at all. I'm actually still a fan of his after football. I was a huge fan of his during football, and I'm still a fan of his after football. And I like the way that some of the younger players, you can tell that they respect him because they still know that he was the original primetime. And everybody wants to be primetime now. He was primetime when there was only really one primetime.
Right.
Now everybody's, the high school now kids got Instagram accounts.
Right, exactly.
So, okay, moving on to the next 21. I want to talk about the movie 21. Very entertaining movie. Love it. Have you seen that movie before?
Long ago. Is that a Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, he's like the professor. It's about an MIT kids based on a book called Bringing Down the House, a best-selling book by Ben Mezrich. So this is just my opportunity to brag about the fact that I have met him before. He grew up with up in Northern California with Drew and some of those guys. So,
oh yeah.
But again, following me on the 21.
Right.
All right.
Well, it's a blackjack movie, right?
Yeah, blackjack movie. And who doesn't love watching a gambling movie where you win?
Exactly.
This week, Illinois, my home state, signed a smoking bill to raise the legal age of smoking to 21.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, see, this is crazy, right? All these things happening right when we're having the 21st episode.
It's almost like everybody was getting ready for the show.
It's amazing. It's right? The legislators of Illinois.
You know what we should do in honor of something's brewing? Let's pass the new 21-year-old right? law. Yeah.
So did you know that actually it's 21 in California, though?
No.
Me either.
Doesn't no, seem my, like my daughter's in high school. Trust me. It does not look right. like California.
And vape falls in the same thing. So California, oh, Hawaii, yeah. Maine, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, and Virginia. So Illinois has joined those states and now becoming the next state to raise smoking to 21. Did you know that Illinois was also the 21st state in the union?
Illinois?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Isn't that
wow.
cool? All right. Boston?
Yes.
Another one of my favorite cities. Another, similar to Chicago, like that blue collar sort of attitude. Mm-hmm. I mean, they threw the T into the, into the harbor for God's sakes. So Boston's the 21st largest city in the United States.
That okay. does not sound right. Wait a minute. Wait. There are 20 cities in the United States larger than Boston?
That's why I put it on the list.
That's amazing. I would have thought 5.
Yep. Well, it's 20.
All right, fine.
Colorado is the 21st most populated state, which, give or take. But,
that sounds about
that's
right.
going to keep going up because of the people that are leaving California to go
going to Denver.
Going to Colorado. Yeah. I guarantee that. All right, so now I want to go to what we did for the last couple of weeks.
What's that?
I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
And remember your 21st birthday. Can you remember yours?
1920. Oh. Oh. Yeah, I think I can actually.
Give us a little
bit. No, I really can't.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Okay.
It involves, booze and a girl and it was good. It was fine. It was great. It was fun.
Wow. I've never seen you act that weird, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So maybe someday down the road.
Well, you know what it is though, too, is I'm just perfectly old enough where when I turned 18 and I was living in New York State, the drinking age was 18.
Ah, got it.
So I've been able to drink legally since I was 18. So turning 21 wasn't
that big
really
deal.
That big a deal.
Got it. Okay. Well, on my 21st birthday, we had it at O'Brien's on Wilshire Boulevard.
Down
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And I remember my girlfriend at the time, had made somewhat of a surprise party. I didn't really expect that many people to be there. And so it was definitely known that it was my 21st birthday.
And wait a minute. Yeah. The quarterback from UCLA is turning 21.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, except, and so I went in there, and all the bartenders were giving me this shit. This said, Corey, it's funny. You've been coming here for 2 years. But
and now you're 21.
But hey, we're happy to have your 21st birthday. Thanks for not rubbing it in our face, asshole.
Yeah.
So with that, does everyone remember? Do you remember so you didn't have to have a first fake ID.
I really didn't know.
Okay. No. So for those of us that are not 50 something.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Do you remember your first fake ID? I can't. My first fake ID made it down from me to like 3 other people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Was it your name or was it a fake name?
No, I don't want to incriminate just in case the...
Oh, because it was a real person?
Yeah, it was a real person.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, back then you could go to the DMV in Illinois.
Oh, gotcha. And get a, police ID.
Can't imagine that.
We used to have police IDs.
There's got to be some sort of a statute.
There's got to be. I'm sure it's, yeah.
I can't
imagine. It's less than 30 years or whatever.
Yeah, where are you going to go back? I think the government's got a little bit bigger problems to do.
Really? Than Corey Boss's fake ID?
Exactly. So keeping to the 21st theme, can you think of one famous person? I'll give you a hint. It's a girl. Mm-hmm. That probably had an extravagant 21st birthday.
Justin Bieber.
Girl.
I know.
No, you can't even guess.
Who's 21? I don't know. Ariana Grande? I have no idea. I don't know how
I don't even think
are.
She is 21.
Oh, jeez. So, really?
To put things into perspective, Paris Hilton spent million dollars on her 21st birthday flying her close friends to New York, Tokyo, Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
Holy cat.
And all in, she spent approximately $75,000 per guest.
Wow. And by the way, when you say she, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Her family, yeah, her lineage.
Well, right, right.
Sure. Every time you go into the Hilton, you're paying for her birthday.
And I, and
so
I, and
how I'm long pretty, was this birthday party? A
couple weeks long, I guess.
At least.
You know how girls are, a month.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty, you know, it was reading the article and it said something like, we're pretty confident that all the guests would have rather had the 75,000 cash. Which I thought was kind of funny.
Ouch.
So shifting gears, I mentioned last week that I was going to go to the Santa Anita Derby, big horse racing fan, so on and so forth.
That's right.
So went to the Santa Anita Derby on Saturday. And have you been following the Santa Anita dying horse stories by chance?
I haven't, no.
Has been a significant uptick in horses dying at Santa Anita. So it was a very stressful scenario. And, you know, humble brag, didn't exactly know whose skybox I was in, but I knew it was somebody, you know, important. But find out later that, they actually own Santa Anita. And there was an intensity.
How do you not know who owns it? Are you not crashing, right?
No, I wasn't. I was definitely not crashing. I was an invited guest, but I didn't know the depths of the power.
Gotcha.
And
this is the owner.
Yeah, the owner of the track. They own multiple tracks, but there was an intensity that I was like, "What's going on?" Well, come to find out, if more horses died on the biggest day, then there were going to be big problems. So thank God, knock on wood, no horses died that day, because it was about to be become an even bigger deal if another horse died on national TV with the whole country watching and so on and so forth. So I do feel bad for the track operators.
But you're actually there with the owner as this is all playing out one way or the other.
Yeah, and I remember feeling it was intense. It was so intense that I had left the room, and then I came back in the room, and the old mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, was sitting there. And I was like,
really?
Talk to everybody, especially if I feel like I know you and you should know me.
Right.
So I was like, Antonio, hey, buddy, how are you?
What's going on?
And he's like, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, come on, you're a UCLA history major. He's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, shit, maybe this guy does know me. I'm like, I'm Corey Paws, play quarterback UCLA. And he's like, oh, yeah. When was that? The 80s? You know? I'm like,
thanks, Tony.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, are you still mayor?
Yeah. He's not, right?
No,
it's been a while.
But it was nice to see him, and I reminded him.
It's always nice to see
him. Yeah, I reminded him of the other times I ran into him, and something tells me, considering that he ran into me in the owner of that box,
yeah,
he's hopefully never going to forget me.
Yeah, he's going to remember you now, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But remember how we've also talked about zones? You know, last week we did Justin Timberlake sociology zones.
Right.
I couldn't help but to notice that horse racing has the clearest definition of zones you've ever seen.
and probably the widest spectrum of zones.
Absolutely, right? It costs very little to get into a track.
Right.
You know, it still costs money to get into a baseball game, even if you have seats in the, you know, out.
Right.
And a skybox. But the people at the skybox at a baseball game are not mixing with the standing room only in the outfield.
Right.
Not the case at a racetrack. We're talking suits and ties next to homeless.
Gambling. Like literally
right. Homeless.
Like almost degenerate gamblers.
Exactly. It's degenerate gamblers and then people that own the horses.
Multi, right, you know? Right.
And I was like thinking, this is so obvious.
Right.
And it felt a little awkward and just kept moving along. Everybody just keeps moving.
Yeah.
Like your zones are going back and forth.
Right.
No big deal.
And what other situation do those two echelon, if that's the word I'm looking for, mingle that closely? Like, I can't really.
That's why I bring it up.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
In a casino, we've talked about, I talked about my Detroit story, but that's.
I mean, I guess, but.
But it's still.
It's not a racetrack.
Yeah, this is definitely the top of that zones mingling list.
Yeah.
So shifting gears, weekly travels. I mentioned that I was going to go to Vegas to shoot the next music video.
Oh, that's right. You go do that there. Yeah.
Well,
what stays in Vegas?
What do you realize? Why I go to Vegas to shoot it in a studio there? Because instead of it being $2,000 for a studio in Los Angeles, it's like $250.
Okay. Is that seriously? It's that much cheaper?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if they could give me a returning deal. So, but here's when you realize why it's only, I think it might be $289 for 4 hours, something crazy.
Are you serious?
It's an unbelievable deal. So, as we're trying to shoot the intro, and I did it, we started the intro differently than we had in years past. I could hear the guy next door, and it turns out it's an electrician. Electrical company. I hear the guy dropping F-bombs, mofoing this, mofoing that. And we're like, we're trying to shoot this, a new intro to the right. The overall video, where I was going to sit in the lobby and then pretend like we're rolling. And then I was going to walk into the studio as if, let me show you what we're doing this year.
Sure.
And the guy won't stop motherfucking. <He's> like, and so I finally had to go out next door. The door's open and I just like knocked
in. Hey, man.
And I have a Jesus wig on, like, to look like a 70s rocker.
Oh, my God.
I got a tattered Levi, because I'll get to the song in a second. I got a tattered Levi's torn jean jacket. And I got a Jesus wig on that looks like it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, what's up? And I go, hey man, I'm so sorry to bother. Do you mind? Can I give you $20 to just be quiet for like 10 minutes? And he's like, no, you don't have to give me $20. I'm like, no, buy a beer on me or something. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. I'm like, come on. Yeah. Who turns down a $20 bill just to be quiet?
Okay. Right.
I don't care how much money you have. You don't say no to
take
that.
Take the 20.
And he starts telling me the story about why he was yelling at the guy on the phone. And I'm like, oh, I don't think you understand. There's $20 to stop talking.
Right.
I need to go do
including
something.
Including to me. And then, yeah.
but then he said something funny. And this guy literally has got a Harley Davidson bandana on, a Fu Manchu ponytail, electrician.
So he really looks like
a dressed. And I give him the whole, I'm like trying to play it cool. It's like, oh, you know, I know how it is, man. My dad owned a plumbing company. I did plumbing for one summer. And then we give like a big, we had a side handshake.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bro handshake. Like
the full
quick hug.
Palm, right.
Yeah. And then he says, hey, if you needed an extras over there, let me know.
You should have brought him in.
It's like, this could have gone, this conversation could have gone two different ways,
right?
And it couldn't have gone better. That's
right. Right. Oh my
God. I think the overall video is going to be the best yet. And do you have the music for Highway to Hell?
I do. Yeah.
Can you start it?
I think so.
I'm not going to do here. Turn down a little, just a little,
just
if possible.
Let's do this.
Da, da, da. Perfect. So, don't worry, I'm not going to do the whole song. I'm only going to do the first verse.
Did
here
I
it comes. Because I think it's good. It's some of my best work. Here we go. Ready?
Sure.
It ain't easy pushing fees. Compliance changing every day and night. Prospect questions, trust me. The skeptics think you'll take them for a ride. Give us a reason. Don't waste our time. There ain't nothing we would rather do. Sales are down. You'll be fine. The CSOs are gonna help you through. Hub's got the right way to sell. Yeah, the right way to sell. Okay, cut it. So, two verses. God. And I was so into it.
Oh, I would imagine.
And in the intro, I'm not going to spoil it all, but in the intro, you know when you got long hair and you got to do the thing over your ear?
Okay, yeah.
I was doing it so perfectly. As if I've had long hair my whole life. And hair at me. And I finally, so God. I sent the editor an email this morning and I said, listen, I'm concerned. So I tell him how I wanted to edit out, right?
Okay.
And then the last line, last comment, big, bold, underlined, capital mm-hmm. locks, mm-hmm. okay? And biggest point of all, I'm concerned that people are going to watch this and think that I am taking myself so unbelievably serious. But I remember there was a couple takes where I was actually smiling because I couldn't believe that I was actually trying to belt out a rock song
with
a Jesus hairdo on.
Right.
So if you can, make sure you at least give me a couple takes where I'm actually smiling so that everyone knows
that
I don't
kidding.
Legitimately think I'm a freaking good singer and that I don't legitimately take myself that seriously.
Oh,
however,
dude.
I was feeling like I was in the movie Rockstar with Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Or Mark Wahlberg. You
yeah.
remember that where
oh,
he
yeah.
takes it so seriously?
Oh, yeah. It's
We've
awesome.
Talked about that movie before. But You're going to love it. It's going to be awesome.
Now, when can we see this?
It should be done in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Now, do you sing it live, like while you're shooting?
I sang it. Yeah, I sang it with a microphone and all these random rock star moves. God. Yeah, dude, I sang it all like 10 times. Two outfit changes, everything.
No.
I swear to God.
How many jeans jackets did you destroy?
I bought two brand new Levi jean jackets and cut them both up. Amazon had them to me in one day. It was fantastic. I have a white jean jacket.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Wow. Okay, so, let's move the chains.
Let's do it.
Actually, that's not good because it's going into football, but, you know, hey, let's basketball. Whatever. Who cares?
Sure.
All right, so NCAA Final Four recap. Shout out to UVA for the first title in college college hoops. So shout out to them. And I really like that coach even more. Tony Bennett, you know, the crooner that we've talked about. Perfect timing. So the good news for them is they won. The bad news for UCLA is that they never had a chance to get him to come here, and he's not coming.
Right, right.
We'll get to the UCLA coach in a second. Another big shout out to Texas Tech. I felt like they had a fantastic season. Would have loved to see them win, but at the same time, it didn't work out. Also disappointing for Auburn and MSU. So you know, Chenoweth was right for his 4-for-4 picks, but then we were wrong on the finals. But shout out to them for a great season. You remember the guy that had the wedding registry?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's officially down. We were right. That's a big problem.
Oh, really?
So UCLA hoops coach, we finally got one. Who knows what choice he was? Maybe
really?
4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, who knows?
But, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing you're the 5th choice. Yeah.
So Mike Cronin from Cincinnati. And you know, he's 47. He's apparently full of energy. I was reading an article actually by somebody in Arizona, and I'm just going to quote it. He said, 47 and full of energy with 9 consecutive NCAA tournament appearances, about as good as any Pac-12 team could expect to hire in a modern college basketball coach. It won't be long until UCLA is near at the top of Pac-12 again. Maybe not year upon year, but with enough frequency, I thought this was the funniest part. The Bruins can again rival the school's dynamic gymnastics program for attendance at Pauley Pavilion.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's actually like, kind of
really,
clever.
But you really put that in print that the gymnastics team gets a bigger audience than the basketball team?
Because they
team?
Won national championships almost every year.
Yeah.
So
Mick Cronin, is he any relation to Kevin Cronin, lead singer of REO Speedwagon?
Highly doubt it.
No.
Highly doubt it. But you know what? I don't want that guy to feel – I don't want Mick, and I look forward to meeting him eventually. I don't want him to feel as if he was the 4th, 5th, or 6th pick. And in all honesty to the Bruin faithful basketball, you know, the basketball faithful, we didn't deserve to get those coaches. You know, so in hopefully Mick Cronin can bring us back to prominence and Mick Cronin can be there for the rest of his career.
Right.
For 10, 15 years.
Right.
Hopefully Mick Cronin is the next Tony Bennett. So I'm optimistic. I'm getting behind him. I don't care what choice he was. It doesn't matter. I'm still a Bruin because no one would argue that we're nowhere near where we used to be. So we can't pretend that we're that big of a deal. Masters, at the moment we will be again though. Quick update on the Masters, which actually is one of the four majors. You know, we messed that up a couple weeks ago. So as we started the show, DeChambeau is in the lead. Mickelson, Koepka are tied for second. Then we got Poulter, Day, Harding, Scott, Rahm, Kuchar, Molinari, Johnson. Tiger Woods is in it. Ricky Fowler's in it. So far, so good. Looks like it's going to be a fantastic weekend with the Masters. We're going to give a whole segment analysis to the Masters next week.
Awesome.
And actually, as now that I'm on it, I'm going to go. I think Bruce Koepka is going to win.
That's your pick.
That's my pick.
All right.
Shout out to my buddy Mike Uretta, who was out in Palm Springs, not for Coachella, but to golf. He got hit in the head from 250 yards away by a golf ball.
Oh,
had to go to the hospital.
Oh,
stitches,
dude.
And everything. Yeah. And if anybody knows my good buddy Mike Uretta, then you know that you might not be able to tell if he got hit in the head or not. So just kidding, Mike. I love you. On the Major League Baseball front, going to my first Dodgers game of the season this evening.
Yes.
Taking my wife on a date.
Nice.
And I hear it might be Friday fireworks.
Oh, really?
Maybe then.
You mean at the stadium, or you mean after the game?
I mean at the game.
Oh, come on now, Corey.
I mean at the game. I mean at the game.
Okay, sorry.
So, and then speaking, oh, and it's, by the way, they're playing the Brewers, which is a rematch of last year's National League Championship Series. So two top teams. Should be a great great day at the Diamond.
You know.
Or great evening at the Diamond. Mm. And then I want to say one thing. One of our regular listeners, shout out to the Big Cat. He sent the original Big Cat.
Big Cat.
Yeah. He sent me a note about Bobby Bonilla's baseball contract. So we've talked a little bit about that over you know, amateurism contracts.
Sure,
we always make sure we highlight how much money people are making and things of that nature. So if you don't know about this, like there's multiple contracts in the baseball community that are like this, but Bobby Bonilla's is one of the biggest. So every July, Bobby Bonilla was a great Met, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about the Mets last week. That's mm-hmm. why I'm bringing it up again. Mm-hmm. He gets like $1.65 million every July
mm-hmm.
until 2035.
Goodness.
That's
really
how big his contract was. That's how much of his guarantee was. And if you don't think Major League Baseball teams rival the major soccer clubs on this planet, there's your example.
Holy cow.
I would love someone to email us and tell me if you see a soccer player that gets paid $1 million a year going forward for 25 years. Because that's what it ultimately ended up being. He hasn't played for years.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to do that in my own research.
All right. Do it.
Soccer research.
So he gets paid till when?
2035.
Sheesh.
But there's a bunch of other guys like it too. But
Bonilla's
is pretty big. So, all right.
Wow.
Lastly, let's cross over Brooklyn's Bridge. We hope you stick around for the last part of the show, because if you do, and then you're going to know.
Yeah.
And you're going to know our top 10 reasons in the honor of episode 21.
Mm.
Of the top 10 reasons that you know you're officially an adult. Not when you turn 21, mm-hmm. you know, you think you're an adult and you can drink and you can gamble and so on and so forth. I'm talking about the top 21 reasons where you finally, it's official, you are an adult. I'm pretty close. But I remember a lot of these top 10.
Sure.
And when I remembered, when they hit me. So they didn't all hit me at once.
Right.
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 But I,
it's a process.
And one of them actually just hit me the other day. Okay.
Yeah.
So I won't tell you which one. So this is not exactly when you felt like you were an adult. You know, you can vote at 18, for God's sakes.
Right.
Which I think we should lower it. Just kidding.
Lower it.
I'm just kidding. The voting age. You know, we stay out of politics. We will stick to that. But this is when you actually do have your shit together.
Okay.
So top 10 reasons when you finally figure out when you actually are an adult.
Gotcha.
Number one, you no longer get overdraft alerts. Number two, when you go to a close friend's second wedding.
yeah.
Number three, when you start paying attention to politics.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't met a 16-year-old that pays attention to politics yet.
No,
there might be one out there.
Yeah, we'll see.
And that kid gets a hard time in high school, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
But
the
but he or she might be, even the chess club's on his. That's funny, Dan.
Right,
that's actually funny.
Thank you. Finally, Jesus.
Took 27 minutes. Okay, number four. You have a surplus of brand new razors because you actually shave every day. And I remember this one hit me. This is the one that hit. I'm fine. I'm spilling the beans. This is the one that hit me the other day.
Okay.
Because I remember 10 plus years ago when I was too cheap or couldn't afford, didn't think it was a good idea to have a Costco membership.
Right.
So one of the guys I worked with, and I was 24, 25, I would pay him when he went to Costco to pick me up a pack of Mach 5s because it was such a better deal than CVS.
Yeah.
You know, razors are expensive.
Especially those Mach 5 type things. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. But when you're shaving every day, you know,
you need it.
You know, there's no substitute for the best a man can get.
That's right.
And that I opened up my medicine cabinet. I realized I have 20 brand new ones. And I was like, you know what?
That's how
I'm doing something right.
Right.
Okay. Moving on. Number five, your car has leather. Number six, you no longer use TurboTax or H&R Block.
Yes.
It's tax season. I thought I'd throw one in there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Number seven. Yeah, mine's tomorrow morning.
What day is today?
Can I tell a quick story about taxes?
Yeah.
I want to say when I've been married nine years. So we've been married 9 years. So about 8.5 years ago, I call up payroll at my company. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, married now, want to change my deductions, mm-hmm. something like that.
Sure.
And payroll inadvertently makes me 99 exempt.
Oh.
And I didn't notice it.
Oh.
And I didn't open my W-2. I show up in my accountant's office. I hand him my unopened letter that with my W-2 right. inside. And he opens it.
Yes.
And he goes, "Ooh, this can't be right." And my heart just drops, right?
Right.
And I'm like, what? This is back when I was not officially an adult yet, right?
Right.
He goes, "Well, it says here you haven't paid any income tax for a whole year."
Yeah.
And I'm just I just run my hands through my hair. I'm like, how could that be? What do you mean?
Right.
Because I can promise you, I don't have a bunch of extra money.
Yeah.
So,
I got news for you.
So what are you saying? Right. So it turns out I paid zero income tax. How embarrassing is it to even tell that story? But many of my friends know this story, so I'm not afraid to tell it. So my point is that when I go see the accountant, I tiptoe in.
Yeah.
I hope it's good. I need to probably, that's probably one of the things that I should live up to and actually do a better job of.
What's that, taxes?
Yeah, I don't know. Being more, I should know exactly how it's going to be. I shouldn't be,
Right. It is kind of,
should be shocking
the same
to
thing,
me.
Like, I hope we don't get screwed.
So I'm not alone then.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay. Because the tax laws change all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's why there's a whole industry called accountants.
Right.
Okay.
That's
got
why,
it.
Yeah.
Check.
Don't
I feel better now.
Tax?
Okay. So number seven, you start tucking your shirt in even when you don't have to.
Yeah.
Number eight, sticking on fashion, you own multiple pairs of loafers.
Oh,
you?
No.
Well,
not much of a loafer guy, but I'm also not an adult, really.
Dan, I'm sorry, but you said it.
Okay,
I'm just kidding, man. I love you,
but I don't. But I don't have loafers.
Maybe you should get a pair.
No.
How big are your... I'm just kidding. Number nine, you actually get work done on an airplane.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I still...
Because that's...
That's questionable
totally
for me. If I have Wi-Fi, I can get work done. But you know when you're on an airplane without Wi-Fi and your gal sitting next to you with their laptop up cranking out shit?
Right.
And you're looking at them like...
They're making
how
money.
How the hell are you actually working right now?
Right.
There's no Wi-Fi. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's a spreadsheet. I've been looking at it the whole time.
Yeah.
Boy, looks like the Southwest region's a little bit down this week. And that you can't help but try and eavesdrop on someone that's working on an airplane.
You have to try to figure out what they're doing, right?
Yeah, I mean,
what industry they're in.
I can tell you what's happening in all the rows around me.
Oh, absolutely.
All it takes me to go to the bathroom one time, I come back, this guy's screwed. Okay, number 10, when people actually ask you if they can borrow money. I've been on both sides of that. I was on the wrong side for too long, and it's got to be one of the most awkward conversations ever. All right, Dan. Well, quick, efficient episode.
Yes.
Like the way it rolled.
Yes.
Something about 21.
Yes.
I hope everybody has a great rest of your morning, a beautiful afternoon, or a wonderful evening. Watch for the fireworks. And remember, if you keep a positive attitude at all times, something's always brewing.
Corey Pons is back at quarterback now. Throws in the end zone. Gets it away. Deep down the middle.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.